Here's the translation and purport that Srila Prabhupada spoke. Amar jibon sada pape rata nahika punyera lesh. Srila Prabhupada writes, this is a song by, or speaks actually, this is spoken. This is a song sung by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Vaishnava humbleness. A Vaishnava is always meek and humble. So he is describing the life of the people in general, taking himself to be one of them. The people in general are like the description given here. He says that my life is always engaged in sinful activities, and if you try to find out, you will not find even a trace of pious activities, only full of sinful activities. And I am always inclined to give trouble to other living entities. That is my business. I want to see that others are suffering and I enjoy. Nija sukha lagi pape nahi dori. For my personal sense gratification, I do not care for any sinful activities. That means I accept any kind of sinful activity if it is satisfactory to my senses. Doyahina shartapur. I am not at all merciful and I only see to my personal interest. Parashuke duki. As such, when others are suffering, I become very happy and always talking lies. Shada mitto bhashi. Even for ordinary things, I am accustomed to speak lies. Paradukha shukha kar. And if one is suffering, that is very pleasant to me. Ashesha kamana hridi majay ma. I've got lots of desire within my heart, and I'm always angry and falsely prestigious, always puffed up with false pride. Madda mata shada bishaye mohita. I'm captivated in subject matters of sense gratification, and almost I am crazy. Hingja garba bibhushan. My ornaments are envious and false pride. Nidra lasha hato sukarje birata. I am subdued or I am conquered by sleep and laziness. Sukarje birata. And I am always averse to pious activities. Akarje ujogi ami. And I am very enthusiastic to perform impious activities. Pratishtha lagya shatta acharam. I always cheat others for my prestige. Lobha hata shada kami. I am conquered by greediness and always lusty. Ehino durjana sajjana borjita. So I am so fallen that I have no association of devotees. Aparadhi, offender, nirantara, always. Shubha karja shunya. In my life there is not a beat of auspicious activities. Shada narta mana. And my mind is always attracted by something mischievous. Nana dukhe jaraja. Therefore, at the fag end of my life, I am almost invalid by such sufferings, all such sufferings. Bardakhe ekon upai bihin. In my old age, I have no other alternative now. Tate dino okinchon. Therefore, by force, I have now become very humble and meek. Bhakti Vinod Prabhura Charne. Thus Bhaktivinoda Thakur is offering his statement of life's activities at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. So some of these lines we can learn and make them mottos for our own life. Ebe shuno prabho amigoti heen bhakati vino dakoi tava kripa bina shakali nirasha deho more padashray. Now hear, O Lord, I am directionless. Without your mercy, everything is hopeless. I take shelter. Give me, begging. Please give shelter at your lotus feet. There's no shelter in this material world. So we'll sing this. Amara Jibon. আমার জীবন সদা পাপে রত নাহি কপুনরলে আমার জীবন সদা পাপে রত নাহি কপুনরলে পরের উদ্বেগ দিয়াছি যে কত দিয়াছি জীবের ক্লেশ পরের উদ্বেগ দিয়াছি যে কত দিয়াছি জীবের ক্লেশ নিজ সুখ লাগি পাপে নাহি ভরে নিজ সুখ লাগি পাপে নাহি ডরি দয়াহীন স্বার্থ নিজ সুখ লাগি পাপে নাহি ডরি দয়াহীন স্বার্থ পর সুখে দুঃখী সদামিত ভাষি পর দুঃখ সুখ পর সুখে দুঃখী সদামিত ভাষি পর দুঃখ সুখ অশেষ কামনা হৃদি মাঝে মোধি দম্ব পরায়ণ অশেষ কামনা হৃদি মাঝে মোধি দম্ভ পরায়ণ মদামত সদা বিষয়ে মোহিত হিংসা গর্ব বিভূষণ মদমথ সদা বিষয়ে মোহিত হিংসা গর্ব বিভূষণ নিদ্রালস হত সুখার যে বিরত অকার যে যোগী আমি নিদ্রালস হত সুখার যে বিরত অকার যে যোগী আমি প্রতিষ্ঠা লাগিয়া Shartha acharan lobhato shadakami. Pratishtha lagya shartha acharan lobhato shadakami. Eheno durjana shajana barjita aparadhi niranta. Eheno durjana shajana barjita aparadhi niranta. Shubha karja shunna shadanartha mana nana duke jaraja. Shubha karja shunna shadanartha mana nana duke jaraja. Bardake ekon upai bihin tate dina akinchan. Bardake ekon upai bihin tate dina akinchan. Bhakati binoda prabhura charane kare dukha nibedan. Bhakati binoda prabhura charane kare dukha nibedan.
It's almost, it's painful to how Bhakti, we're singing about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I'm full of pride, seeing envious of others. It's inconceivable how he could think of himself like this. We don't learn to think of him like this at all. He's the most merciful, magnanimous, pure-hearted Vaishnav. If we take all the good qualities, we can just sum it up in one word, Vaishnav. If we say someone is a Vaishnav, that means all good qualities, in the best, in the real sense of the term. Bhaktivinoda, he doesn't agree to be called a Vaishnav. Amito Vaishnav, e buddhi hoile amani na habo ami. He says, if I think that, and I'm a Vaishnava, if I think like that, then I'll simply become puffed up. No, I'm a Vaishnava. I'm a Vaishnava. It's not such an easy thing to be a Vaishnava. As Srila Prabhupada. Famously said, when he was talking about Varnashram Dharma and the need to introduce that in our society, And one of his disciples said to him, which he'd heard from Srila Prabhupada himself, but isn't a Vaishnava above Varnashram? And Prabhupada said, it's not such an easy thing to be a Vaishnava. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings on and on about his life. He finishes, or comes to the end of this song, as he perceives his life, in his inconceivable humility. So he finishes, I lost the page now. Yeah, he finishes this song. Yeah, I'm just trying to find the page that it's on. Yeah, he finishes this song saying that Bhakati Vinod Prabhura Charane Kare Dukha Nivedan. So Bhaktivinoda says he always finishes his songs referring to himself in the third person. That's very respectful if you address someone like that. So offering the lotus feet of Krishna, he's submitting this tale of distress. And then the next song begins, Prabhu hey, O my Lord, Shuno mora dukhera kahini. O my Lord, hear my story of great distress. You may wonder, there's so many songs, it goes on and on like this. It's not just one or two songs. He's again and again and again, in various ways, he's expressing his feelings of helplessness, of being, on the one hand, shongshara lagyelo bhalo, I found material life to be very nice, but on the other hand, realizing that this material life, it's a great trap, it's pulling me down, it's keeping me away from you, Krishna, and I'm so much entrapped in material life. Krishna, you can save me. I must come to you. I don't find any way. Upai bihin, bardoke ekon, now in old age. Upai bihin, I don't find any way to come to you. Tate dina okinjon, therefore, I'm very, feeling myself very lowly and with nothing. And he starts out Jobane Jokon, Dana Uparjane, Hoino Bipula Kami. In my youth, I was, I'm going to go out and collect money and travel, go here and there. Full of self confidence, this materialistic people. They usually have lots of self confidence, go out and conquer the world. How much self confidence can you have when you're walking? Now they have these, people used to walk with a stick, now they have these walkers, so you can, how can you explain that? You've all seen that. Old people, they walk with this
frame.
You can call it a frame. They using all their strength, they pick it up and put it 2 inches in front of them and then put 1 foot forward and just to walk from one place to another becomes a great struggle. So that is a great gift for the devotee. Old age, great gift. If one is, one may not even notice it or be aware of it, that I have this great sense, I'm doing kartam, karta ham iti manyate. I'm doing this. I'm going out. I'm going to conquer the world. I'm going to preach this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to build up my family. I'm going to show I. And then old age takes it away and you can't, you have no strength, no power. You can't even eat. You're just like a baby. Someone has to put it in the mouth and it all dribbles down. And you're big. Just a short time ago, you were the big maintainer of the family. And now, you're just like a child and helpless like a child. This helplessness, this sense of helplessness is very frightening for a materialist. For a devotee, it's the opportunity that Krishna gives. Old age. Why do we have to suffer old age? It's an opportunity that one can be at last become sane. We spend all our life marching as if we're a big conqueror of the world in old age. Upai bihin, and we can't do anything materially, even spiritually. There's not much you can do. You can hardly, no strength for chanting. The mind is weak, the memory is weak, you can't remember. You can just feel how everything is being taken away. The only thing, call out with your last surge of energy. Call up some energy from the bottom of your Krishna, Krishna. Now you have to say, I have no hope. Krishna, you are my only hope. I did remember you in the womb. Do you remember that? I called out to you. Now I'm calling out to you again. Another lesson, which Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings in another song. He has so many songs full of many instructions. The idea that I shall perform bhajan or Krishna consciousness in old age is a very bad idea. Don't think. Of course, if one comes to old age and worships Krishna, that's a good idea. But if one has the idea that, well, I should worship Krishna, but I'll put it off till later, it's not a good idea. Do it now, while there's still some strength. As Srila Prabhupada here in Mayapur stated in one lecture, he was just speaking philosophy, as usual. Then in the middle of his, he was becoming, as we often find in Srila Prabhupada's talks, he'll start off speaking quite slowly and gradually become, talk more quickly as he becomes more enlivened, not that he's suffering from lack of enlivenment at any point. But in one lecture, he said that you should all take to Krishna consciousness very seriously. You can do it. You are all young men. I am an old man. I have no such opportunity. And then you can hear the recording just goes silent. It probably becomes stunned in a feeling of ecstasy, of helplessness. I have no opportunity to be Krishna conscious. He feels. You can all be Krishna conscious. You are young men. You have the opportunity to chant. But he, in his humility, I felt, I have no opportunity to be Krishna conscious. And that feeling in itself brings us to Krishna. That Atmanikshepa, just throwing oneself at Krishna. I have nothing to do. If you throw yourself, just like one may be in a building on the 10th floor or something, it's burning. The building is burning. Yeah, people are standing below with a tarpaulin to catch you, but you're afraid to jump. And the fire comes closer and closer. All my life, all my belongings, all my possessions are inside. But at some point you just have to jump. You leave everything behind. And you're very afraid to jump from such a height. But you have to have faith that you'll be caught. So Krishna is there, everything. In old age, we're very afraid. One thing, we're afraid, where are we going to next? What will happen next? And we're also very afraid, I have to leave everything behind. Everything that gives me identity. What gives my identity? My family, my possessions, my home, my residence, I belong in this area. I have to leave it all behind. And then what's left of me? I have to leave behind the body. And where am I going to? I don't know. It's very frightful. So we can either be carried away in the samsara, tortini, in the waves of material life, or we can call out, Krishna, Krishna, and throw ourselves with the last gasp of energy, throw ourselves to Krishna with the faith that Krishna will catch us. Otherwise, if we don't have that faith, then what will we do? We have nowhere to go, but we can't dictate where we're going to go. We'll simply be carried away. And we don't know where we're going. It's a very frightful situation. So in this very fearful situation is also Krishna's arrangement, so that we can call out to him. Kunti Devi prays famously, Vipata Santu Ta Shashvat Tatra Tatra Jagadgaro Bhavato Darshanam Yatsyat Apuna Bhava Darshanam. Give us dangers. What terrible difficulties she and the Pandavas had to face throughout their life. How does that begin? Asat Sabhaya. How does that begin, that verse? Asat Sabhaya Vanavasa Kritrita. Vishan Mahagne Purushara Darshana Asat Sabhaya Vanavasa Kritrita Mide Mide Neka Maharatashrita Dronashrita Chasma Harebi Rakshitaha. From the very beginning, Bhima was fed poison. Then they were to be burned to death. nice family members, huh? They give, oh, you come and live in this nice house. Oh, very nice. They've given us a nice house to live in, specially designed to burn you all to death. And then running in the forest, and there's a rakshasa wanting to eat you all. Then the terrible, again coming with the, coming back to civilization. And more than once they had to face the rakshasa. Twice, Bhim killed. Anyway, lie all throughout the whole life, and even when everything was over, it seemed like it was over, complete disaster, the whole family destroyed, at least there was, in the womb of Uttara, there was the descendant of the family to take birth, and again that was attacked by Ashvatthama, and again Krishna saved them. Krishna saved them. At every moment, Krishna was always there. So she was praying, give us danger. Who will pray for such danger? Who dares to pray? Give me difficulty. Give me discomfort. Make life so hard for me that I can only remember you and nothing else. But who can pray like, who can welcome that? That being whipped by the whips of material difficulties, and remembering Krishna in all of that. Oh, Krishna, that is your mercy. But this difficulty we see, Krishna has come in this form. Krishna is showing himself to me very kindly. As Srila Prabhupada said, sitting in Calcutta with bombs raining all around, this is Krishna. He saw the bombs are coming. This is Krishna. Who can see Krishna in everything? Yomam Pashati Sarvatra. Who can see Krishna everywhere and everything? We see Krishna, beautiful Radha Madhava. Who can see Krishna as someone coming to beat us, someone coming to kill us, someone coming to steal away everything we have, someone coming to defame us. This is also Krishna.
So the next song, Shuno Mo, Dukhera Kahini.